WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie RoboCop is a futuristic look at law enforcement. It stars Peter Weller and Nancy Allen. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
The title makes it sound like some tatty syndicated TV sequel to The $6 Million Man, and the ad campaign is aimed at people whose IQs don't quite come up to their body temperature. So it may surprise you when I say that RoboCop is the best action movie so far this year. The best action movie, in fact, since The Terminator, and one of the wittiest, most inventive pictures you'll see this summer. Unfortunately, it doesn't begin very well. The year is 1991. The place is Detroit. And a cop is killed in a manner I found absurd. Thugs shoot him to pieces, laughing deliriously to show us how mean they are. RoboCop is full of creeps who think violence is funny, a conceit I found offensive, not because the violence is so blatant, although believe me it is, but because even the most fiendish gangs of torturers probably don't giggle while they work, not when they're killing cops. In fact, I was ready to dismiss RoboCop the same way I might dismiss the equally lewd and stupid violence in a picture like Death Wish 2, when suddenly this movie began to blossom. The dark humor in the cop-killing scene translates more tellingly to this scene of corporate chicanery. Ronnie Cox, the number two man in the private company that now owns Detroit's police force, is demonstrating his new law enforcement robot to his boss and senior management, including an unfortunate executive named Mr. Kinney.
Mr. Kinney, use your gun in a threatening manner.
Please put down your weapon. You now have 15 seconds to comply. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
Dick, I'm very disappointed.
I'm sure it's only a glitch.
Well, a young hustler in the organization has been working on a better brand of robot. RoboCop, half machine and half Peter Weller, the officer who was killed at the beginning of the movie. As his story unfolds, so does a large and brilliantly imagined future world. The director, Paul Verhoeven, is Dutch. This is his first American film, and he proves to be a scurrilous wit who harpoons American social and political targets with all the vengeful energy of the culturally colonized. Verhoeven satirizes American news shows, sitcoms, the Strategic Defense Initiative, corporate politics, American manufacturing, nuclear policy, you name it. And he brings to his slashing social commentary the same crisp tone that he brings to the look of the film. RoboCop is acerbic, sleek, and bracingly dry, a cross between Max Headroom and Jonathan Swift. It's also, believe it or not, quite touching. When I heard that Peter Weller was to play a robot, that struck me as perfect typecasting. But Weller's very stiffness helps make the performance as moving as it is. RoboCop can remember traces of his human past. We see it dimly through his video eyes, and remember it through the foggy gridwork of his mind, and the effect is strange and entrancing and beautiful. This is a chilly movie, but its hero has an ironic and unexpected warmth. He may be a killing machine, but unlike most of the characters around him, he has the rueful, flickering soul of a man.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. He reviewed the movie RoboCop.